Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Cashing Out. The Business Owner's Guide to Selling to Private Equity by Alexis Sikorsky is a practical business guide for founders and CEOs who want to scale their companies and prepare for a private equity sale. Rather than treating an exit as a last-minute transaction, the book frames it as an outcome of deliberate leadership, disciplined operations, and clear strategic choices made well in advance. Drawing on Sikorsky's experience building and ultimately achieving a nine-figure private equity exit with his Switzerland-based software business, the book aims to demystify what private equity buyers value and how owners can position their company to attract serious interest. A central feature is the APX methodology, presented as an actionable framework to reduce common mistakes, improve cash generation, sharpen prioritization, and scale toward higher valuations. Importantly, the book also addresses the personal side of an exit, emphasizing alignment between business goals and the owner's life goals so the growth and deal process does not erode well-being. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, treating the exit as a strategy, not an event. A core idea in cashing out is that selling to private equity is not something you successfully do by preparing a few months before going to market. The book encourages owners to think of the exit as a strategic destination that influences decisions about positioning, leadership, and investment long before any buyer appears. This mindset shift helps clarify what kind of business you are building and why, which in turn shapes how you allocate capital and attention. Instead of chasing growth that looks impressive but is fragile, the focus becomes building a company that is understandable, resilient, and capable of performing under new ownership expectations. Sikorsky positions this as especially important for founders who feel weighed down by constant decision-making and competing priorities. By defining the target and the path, you reduce noise and can measure progress with more confidence. The exit strategy lens also helps owners avoid common pitfalls like overdependence on the founder, unclear value propositions, and inconsistent execution. The practical takeaway is that an attractive private equity outcome is usually the consequence of sustained operational and strategic readiness, not a single round of negotiation tactics. Secondly, the APX methodology as an actionable scaling framework. The book's signature contribution is its APEPX methodology, presented as a time-tested, actionable framework to guide scaling and exit preparation. While the exact implementation will vary by company, the purpose is consistent: give owners a structured way to articulate direction, improve performance, and build toward an exit that fits. In the way the book is positioned, APX is not merely motivational. It is intended to be used to identify blind spots and reduce avoidable errors during growth. The methodology is tied to concrete outcomes highlighted in public descriptions of the book, including clarifying vision, unlocking additional cash flow, prioritizing time, and scaling toward a valuation benchmark that can reach the nine-figure range for the right businesses. The value of a named framework in this context is repeatability. Founders often operate on intuition and urgency, but private equity buyers reward consistency, clarity, and the ability to execute through a management team. APX is framed as a bridge between founder-driven hustle and institutionally investable operations. Readers are encouraged to translate ambitions into an executable plan that aligns daily decisions with exit-level goals. Thirdly, unlocking cash flow and strengthening value drivers. Cashing out places strong emphasis on cash flow as a lever for both business health and exit attractiveness. In private equity context, revenue alone is rarely the decisive measure. Buyers care about the quality and reliability of earnings, the visibility of future performance, and the company's ability to convert growth into cash. The book's promise to help readers unlock new levels of cash flow reflects this buyer reality. For founders, focusing on cash generation also has a practical benefit. It creates optionality. A business that funds its own growth can invest in people, systems, and go-to-market capacity without being forced into unfavorable financing or rushed sale decisions. While the book is not positioned as a technical finance manual, it orients owners toward the drivers that typically influence valuation and deal confidence, such as operational discipline, clear unit economics, and predictable performance. Strengthening cash flow is also linked to reducing founder stress. When cash is tight, every decision becomes reactive and personal life often suffers. By building a more cash-generative engine, owners can regain control of timelines, negotiate from strength, and enter private equity conversations as a choice rather than a rescue plan. Fourthly, prioritization, time leverage, and reducing founder dependence. A recurring problem for scaling founders is that the business becomes a reflection of their personal bandwidth. The book speaks directly to readers who feel weighed down by responsibility and tough decisions. and it positions better prioritization as a pathway to both growth and exit readiness. Private equity buyers are wary of companies where performance depends on one person's relationships, judgment, or constant intervention. But from an exit perspective, reducing founder dependence is not only about hiring leaders. It is also about clarifying what matters most, building repeatable processes, and ensuring the company can execute consistently without heroic effort. Sikorsky links this to time management. In a practical sense, owners must learn to spend time on high-leverage work rather than being pulled into every operational detail. The emphasis is not a generic productivity message, but an exit-oriented one. A company that is run through a capable team and clear priorities looks more investable and easier to integrate into a professional ownership environment. The reader takeaway is to treat time as a strategic asset, using prioritization and delegation to increase organizational maturity, improve performance stability, and make the business less risky to an external buyer. Lastly, choosing the right private equity exit and protecting personal well-being. Many books about selling a company focus heavily on maximizing price, but cashing out is notable for integrating the human side of an exit into the business conversation. Public descriptions and reviews highlight the theme of aligning business goals with personal aspirations, with the aim of preventing the exit journey from consuming the owner's life. This matters because private equity deals often come with ongoing expectations, including performance targets, governance changes, and in many cases, continued involvement from the founder during a transition period. The book, therefore, frames success as finding the right exit, not simply any exit. That includes thinking about what you want your role to be after a deal, how much control you are willing to give up, and what trade-offs you will accept in exchange for liquidity and partnership, by addressing well-being explicitly. The book recognizes that founders can win financially and still feel trapped or burned out if the deal structure or post-deal reality conflicts with their values. The practical outcome is a more grounded approach to exit planning, where the owner evaluates private equity not only as capital, but as a relationship and a life choice. In conclusion, cashing out is best suited to founders, owner-operators, owner, and CEOs of growing companies who are considering a private equity sale or who want to build an institutionally attractive business even if they are not ready to sell immediately. Readers who feel overwhelmed by scaling pressures will likely value the book's structured approach and its emphasis on clarity, prioritization, and actionable preparation rather than vague inspiration. The practical benefits are straightforward: a clearer vision for where the business is going, a stronger focus on cash flow and value drivers, and a more deliberate plan for building a company that can scale without being dependent on the founder. Just as importantly, the book invites readers to define what a successful exit means personally, which can prevent costly misalignment during a deal process. What helps the book stand out in a crowded field of exit and deal guides is its combined focus on scaling discipline and the personal realities of selling to private equity. Instead of treating private equity as a purely financial endgame, it is presented as a demanding but navigable path that rewards preparation and self-awareness. For readers seeking a roadmap rather than deal jargon, it offers a grounded, founder-oriented perspective. If you would like to support Alexis Sikorsky, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.